And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Baruja. I've got a good show for you today. I got Benny Middleton. He is the VP of Channel and Alliances at DC Blocks. And Benny, first of all, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for having me, buddy. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, you know, in the middle of this pandemic, it's funny. I do these podcasts over the internet, and I'm thinking to myself, well, this is the only way I'd be able to do them now. You know what I mean?
Everybody's always doing
it, but it's so. Tell us a little bit about DC Blocks. Let's start that way, only because you know it's an exciting company. You guys have been doing a lot, and I'm going to get into that in a little bit. But give us a little background on it.
Yeah, sure, Jack. Thanks. First of all, I've been here for about 4 years, so we're still a fairly new company. We were founded in 2015, and really we were founded with one central mission. We felt the southeastern United States was vastly underserved with Tier 3 data centers. We identified several markets, about 24 of those across the southeast, that we felt like a Tier 3 data center in that market could really make a difference. So really think of us as a data center builder. We design, build, and operate data centers and ecosystem across the southeast. So really one data center in multiple cities across the southeast is kind of what we're after. But again, founded in 15, really private equity funding. We've made huge strides in the last 5 years. So again, we go to markets where there's no centers today. We've got a headquarters down in Atlanta. I'll tell you a little bit about, the geography and what we serve. But, really just the mission is to serve locally in these markets that we're in and to connect those globally throughout the U.S.
Benny, you said something right there. You said to serve the markets that we're in. That is something right now. And I want people to listen to what Benny just said, because in this day and age, it has never been more important to have access, all right, to a data center, which is really the heart and soul of making sure that you have internet access. It's something that I find, it's something that is an underreported story, especially as we live through these, amazing times. But, Benny, you guys have built a niche, and I want to get into it a little bit, because, the Southeast, as you said earlier, was a very underserved part of the country. And, it seems that you guys have got into it, obviously, as the rest of us get into it for entrepreneurial reasons, but then now you find yourself in mission critical. It's almost like being a hospital, and I hate to be overly dramatic about it, but with an ICU unit that's starting to fill up. You guys are, this is a time where what you're doing is very important. Talk to me about this whole southeastern United States and the niche that you guys have built.
Yeah, that's a great question, Jack. So yeah, you're right. I mean, it's essential business, right? We're in a very important business. We're protecting data from clients, and especially, and we'll get into COVID, I think, here in just a little bit, but especially in today's times. But yeah, kind of back to the foundation, we felt it was underserved, identified several cities, but we do think, the niche, in my opinion, comes into a couple of different things. It comes into the geography, the markets that we're in. It comes into the network connectivity that we built between those markets. So for instance, a little bit of history. We do have a corporate headquarters down in Atlanta. We've got a data center down in Atlanta. Obviously, that's not a Tier 2 city, but we needed a corporate headquarters and we needed a beachhead to call home, really, in the Southeast. It was a perfect location to travel from, and several of the executives lived in Atlanta. So found a great data center, did a long-term lease on it. Coincidentally, it was connected to 56th Marietta, which is the major pop in the Southeast on East and West dark fiber. So it was really just the perfect location. So that's really where we started. We identified several cities across the Southeast, again, that we wanted to start with. The first one was actually in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm actually sitting in Chattanooga today. We launched the center, opened it July the 1st, 2017. All of our centers are built. We don't lease any. Other than Atlanta, we do not lease any land or lease any buildings. We own the dirt, and then we, of course, own the buildings that we reside in. So built Chattanooga, phenomenal market for us. Chattanooga is kind of known for the gigabit city. They were really the first municipality that built out fiber. So if you ever search up Chattanooga, you're going to find out a lot of information about the internet is key here. And it's been huge for the economic growth of Chattanooga. So it was a phenomenal market for us to start in. Great power grid, and that launched us into Tennessee. So we've been open here in Chattanooga again for a little over 3 years. We're almost at capacity on our first phase. We've got expansion land here in Chattanooga to build as well, but it's been a phenomenal market. We went on to Alabama, the state of Alabama. So we built our first center in Alabama in Huntsville, Alabama, obviously home to a lot of IT industry, a lot of FedGov business, a lot of NASA activity over there, space program activity, especially today with everything going on with Elon and those guys in SpaceX.
Benny, let me stop you right there. How is it that this part of the country was so underserved with all of these critical infrastructure needs? You know what I mean? And you just went through so many of them, and not even to mention the university systems down there. Why is it was so underserved?
You know, I just think that if you look at the traditional model over the last few years on the data center platform, you had builds in major cities. You've got a plethora of data centers in downtown Atlanta or around downtown. You've got a few up in Nashville. You really had none to speak of to our scale over in Alabama. Had a few in Tennessee. But really the major NFL cities, you know, everybody was kind of congregating data through those major cities. But as everybody knows, with the cloud and the compute, everything pushing out closer to the edge, these cities are becoming major. Like I said, Huntsville is a major, major hub for a lot of activity that goes on in the federal government. And then Chattanooga is booming as well. It's just, you know, it just took time to get those bills. And I think it just took someone that wanted to take a chance on building in this tier two city. So it's been great. That's just my personal opinion. Birmingham was our next build. Birmingham has been a phenomenal market. It's our biggest center. We built about 30,000 square feet over there, and we've got about 27 acres to expand. So Birmingham has only been open for about 10 months, and we've already got some phenomenal healthcare clients, government clients, and so, you know, a lot of thought goes into these cities that we decide on, you know, and it really in order of the builds as well. We want to go where the immediate need is, and we want to build them as quickly as possible.
Well, somebody who made these plans, these business plans, was very, very visionary, or very, very lucky, unfortunately, with this pandemic coming in. Because I got to tell you, you know what? You could not have picked a better time to be servicing these you know, underserved communities, especially with you know, education in question and everything else in question, and how it's going to be done and remote working. But here, you know, I used to say, we're going to see changes in 3 to 5 years. And now it seems that this COVID-19 pandemic has made it, you know, has condensed it to 3 to 5 months. You know, how is COVID-19, how has this whole pandemic changed your business? I mean, obviously your lifestyle has changed just as the rest of ours has. But you know, are you seeing DC Blocks doing as well as some of these other tech companies in the middle of all of this? Are they the beneficiaries, unfortunately, of the fact that we all have to stay home?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Jack. You know, with the remote working and everything, fortunately, we're blessed to be in a business that's kind of booming right now. So we've actually saw we've saw increased sales growth quarter over quarter for some time, and that's continued over the last quarter and a half. So if you look at that based on, you know, everything else going on in the world today with COVID, we're very lucky and very blessed. But, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, a lot of folks that we have as prospects and as new clients still had their on-premise data centers there, right? They might have had some of it moved to the cloud, but they still had an awful lot of gear sitting somewhere. And that could be gear in major cities like Atlanta. It was, by the way, hard to get to during the first days of the pandemic, and it's still kind of difficult to get to. Or it could have been in their in-house data center, which, again, was kind of shut down and everybody was forced to work remote. So, you know, I think that the remote working is driving thoughts that, do we need an office space? Do we need a smaller office space? We certainly don't want our IT gear housed somewhere that's, you know, potentially unsecure in today's time. So potentially we either downsize the office or we discontinue the office altogether, put the IT gear either in the cloud, some form of hybrid, into the data center here at DC Blocks, and remote work. So had a lot of conversations that popped up. You know, I think we did have some stalled deals that, you know, deals, quite frankly, that were moving very quickly. And then certain customers and certain verticals were, you know, vastly affected more than others. So it's kind of delayed some deals that were in the pipeline. However, it's grew the pipeline with brand new conversations. So it seems like you said 3 or 4 months, which is again, spot on. It seems like that things are moving quicker, moving faster. And when you start those conversations, the timeline for a deal cycle for us is vastly increased in the last few months, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it all depends on whether you're servicing Zoom or you're servicing Ford Motor Company. I mean, you know, let's face it, you know, that's really the kind of category it falls into. You know what, before I leave you here, Benny, you and I have been around. We get to see a lot of different things. I get to talk to a lot of people just as you do. You know, everybody's on the cutting edge of something. Is there something that stands out that you've been looking at? Could have nothing to do with what you're doing at DC Blocks, but is there something that you tell the listeners that you've seen and say, you know, keep an eye on this. This is going to be something that's going to be bigger than we all think.
You know, a couple of things, and it kind of goes back to, you know, access, right? So you kind of touched on it. We're building centers in tier two cities. There's still an awful lot. You know, I'm from North Georgia. We build centers in, you know, non-standardized markets. So we still see a lot of communities that are underserved on internet access and other products, right? And you're seeing that really in the states that we serve, as these school kids have to stay at home and remote work for their schoolwork. You know, a lot of those folks still don't have internet access. So you look into things that, you look into things like SpaceX is trying to do and Amazon and these other guys, where you're going broadband over satellites, low orbit satellites. You're looking into things like, rural co-ops across the U.S. getting into the broadband business.
That's cool. I like that.
So it's, but it all boils down to one thing, right? It boils down to getting access and to the vast majority of folks. And unfortunately, even in the U.S. and the great state that we live in, there's still a lot of folks out there in communities that cannot get broadband access. So, you know, I like to think we play a little bit of part in that. You know, we're becoming network hubs for a lot of these co-ops and rural providers. And actually looking at doing some fun things on the low orbiting stuff as well. But that you know, that's kind of near and dear to my heart, living where I live, that, you know, in the great U.S. of A, I would hope that pretty quickly every kid and every parent, per se, would be able to get broadband access.
It's funny. I got a couple of friends who are missionaries, and they sound exactly like you do, but they talk about religion, whereas you're talking about the cloud.
Exactly.
I love it. Benny Middleton, folks. He is the VP of Channel and Alliances at DC Blocks. Benny, it's been an absolute pleasure. Promise to come back, please.
Jack, thank you very much. Have a great day, sir.
All right. And everybody else, stay safe. I'll be talking to you soon.